Hi, this is a dictation for Epiphany Sexton, E-P-I-P-H-A-N-Y, S-A-X-T-O-N. Date of birth is 6-2-1988, date of accident 2-1-2022, date of service 11-3-2022. The patient Epiphany Sexton is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports that she is now going to see Dr. Naida Hamid for neuropsych evaluation. And currently she is working full-time at Chrysler, 40 hours on a light-duty job. Currently she has pain in the neck around 7, lower back pain is 8. Left shoulder pain is around 4 to 5 with ability to lift the shoulder in abduction up to 160 degrees and 160 degrees of flexion without any pain. She is able to bend down and walk without any difficulty, as well as there is no radiation of pain to the arm and legs. Her pain level varies from 8 to 9, usually it is 7. And ADLs are affected as follows. The work is affected 8. The general activity, mood, and sleep are affected 7. Walking ability is affected 5. Patient reports 60% improvement has happened due to various treatment, including physical therapy, chiropractic, home therapy, medications, and all of the things. In the system review in neurology and psych, patient reports mild headaches, which are 4 or 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, balance problem, memory problem. No confusion, disorientation is reported. However, the patient has some lack of focus, depression, lack of concentration, weakness, loss of balance, and difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness, patient has a severe stiffness of the shoulder on the left side, and pain in the left side of the shoulder, and neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, followed by pain in the neck and the lower back. Slight difficulty in walking. Very rarely, once a week, pain could shoot down to her legs all the way to the ankle from the lower back, but not often. GI patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine. She can see painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ultran and Furoscid for headache. Substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 114 over 70, pulse is 88, pulse ox is 98, and the rest of the exam is from previous visit of 9-9-2022, detection number 0918-034. Plan of care. Patient is provided the following medications, which are Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day, Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hours, PRN 50 tablet for headaches, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Wellbutrin XR 150 for depression and anxiety. MRIs were reviewed. Patient was found to have a bulging disc at L4-5, L5-S1, as well as in the cervical area at C3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, and 6, 7 with indenting the belt and thecal sac. The patient found some relief in pain with the injections. They are being advised again. I think a series of 4 epidural and series of 3 cervical epidural and 1 series of sacroiliac joint injections are advised, along with shoulder injections. The patient will reschedule next week and we'll see her. Thank you.